Welcome to the Freelance Indexer Exchange. I'm Michelle Giuliano, and I'd like to start a conversation with you about indexing. I sometimes find the business of freelancing lonely and isolating. How about you? Do you ever wonder whether it has to be this way? So let's talk about the hard stuff, because we can do better together. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Freelance Indexer Exchange. I am thrilled to be behind the microphone today, bringing you a solo episode. In fact, the rest of Season 2's episodes are going to be solo episodes. I really enjoyed interviewing Stephen and Enid, and I hope you enjoyed those episodes as well. I'll link to them in the show notes. But let's mix it up for the rest of the season. Today, I'm going to talk about indexing software and peripheral apps that we use on a daily basis. But I'm not going to give you a laundry list of recommendations or review specific ones I use. Instead, I'd like to briefly discuss the fate of our indexing-specific programs and our role and responsibility as individual indexers in the legacy planning for them. Let's start with Macrex. Macrex is an indexing software program that was started around 1981. It is now a free program available to anyone who would like to download it. It is currently supported by Hilary Calvert, the original programmer. And on the website, he provides information on how to use it, how to download it, as well as the download file, and he provides PowerPoint slides and PDF files. Voluntary contributions are requested to cover the cost of the website, and he also stated that any excess amount would go to the Progressive Supranuclear Palsy Association, which supports finding a cure for the disease that affected his wife. The site does mention that the death of his wife and the death of North American representative Gail Rhodes led to his decision to create this site and to provide Macrex as a free download. But there's no mention of what will happen after his death. Is there anyone in line to support the site and the program? Syndex is another hugely popular indexing software program, and it has been around for almost as long as Macrex. The original developer of Syndex, Indexing Research, has taken a different tack when they decided to step away from distributing and supporting Syndex. Peter and Fran Lenny of Indexing Research created a careful legacy plan. Syndex was put in the hands of Scribendi AI, who was to act as the distributor of the software and provide support. Yet Scribendi announced last week that as of April 1st, it will no longer support Syndex. I have a link to this announcement in the show notes. Scribendi was purchased by Idanz in April of last year. This change in Scribendi's ownership surely impacted the decision of what to do with Syndex. Idanz is a company that specializes in the support of the drafting and editing of research papers, mainly medical. It is based out of Japan. According to Scribendi, the legacy plan, and yes, I am using air quotes here, is for Syndex to be available as an open source program. This means that people can download it and use it for free, and they can make changes to it. But it will depend on individual programmers to keep it updated and functioning as we cycle through new computer operating systems in the coming year. Scribendi has sent out an email announcing this change, but I have heard that many current Syndex users have not received this email. So if you know indexers who use Syndex, please feel free to forward them the links I share in the show notes about this announcement or just link to this episode. Mariah Sullivan, a great resource of support for all Syndex users and co-owner of the Syndex Listserv group on Groups AI, is spearheading these open source efforts. I commend her for the support she has been giving Syndex users over the years, as well as the continued support she is giving now. If anyone is up to the challenge, it is Mariah, and it appears that others are offering to help too. Elizabeth Bartmus, for example, is helping to organize communications. I hope that these efforts will strengthen the indexing community and people continue to rally around the continued development and support of Syndex. In the show notes, I am sharing, with Mariah's position, an email she sent out to the members of the Syndex Listserv group on Groups.io, providing more details, and I'll provide a link to the Syndex Listserv in case you want to join. Then look for the option to join the Syndex open source subgroup. I'd like to ask you, doesn't all this make you feel a little vulnerable? I know it makes me feel vulnerable. And this isn't the first time that we've had discontinuation of support or distribution of indexing software programs or add-ons. When Margaret Bierson passed away, not only did we lose a great indexer from our community, her macros that she developed, supported, and distributed for years were lost to new indexers. Those macros are less fragile because the software she based them on is still available and supported. So macros can continue to be used and tweaked and developed by individual indexers. But the distribution source is gone, and new purchases cannot be made. Another great loss to the indexing community came from the death of David Rehm in 2017. He was the owner and developer at Leverage Technologies and the corporate distributor of Syndex. He had created many amazing add-on programs for indexers, and following his death, support and distribution of these programs have stopped. Indexers have always been sounding the rallying cry for legacy planning, claiming that if legacy planning is done properly, the future development and support for our programs will be secure. But as we can see now, even the best proactive legacy planning, as done by Syndex developers Fran and Peter Lenny, can go awry. I wonder if money came into play after Scribendi was purchased by Adans. Were the revenue numbers for Syndex too small for such a large company, and therefore they didn't see the value in continuing to support and distribute Syndex? Let me wonder aloud. If people had been paying more for Syndex, would Adans have kept the program and the distribution? And let me ask, are we adequately compensating our software developers for creating, updating, and supporting their products so that proper legacy planning can be done? I looked up my receipts for both Syndex and Sky. Full disclosure, I have the most updated versions of both of them. I paid $445 for Syndex 3.0 in 2015, then another $75 for the upgrade to Syndex 4.0. I paid $269 for Sky in 2017, and that was a discounted price because it was considered a cross-grade purchase because I already owned Syndex and I could provide the original invoice for my Syndex purchase. Let's add that up. I paid $789 for indexing software that I've been using for the past 9 years. That's $87.67 per year. And it keeps going down for every year that I continue to use the software and I don't pay for upgrades. Honestly, even now, neither developer had made much money from me, even though I have the most up-to-date software editions compared to the value I have received from using those software programs. In fact, I felt so bad for Fran when she helped me install the latest update for Syndex a few years back. Oh my goodness, we had so many back and forth emails because Syndex wasn't playing nicely with the upgrade on my Windows 7 machine. I feel like she lost so much money on that upgrade purchase. So you can see sometimes this is a labor of love, and I wonder how well compensated these software program developers are. This may not be a popular opinion, but I think that we, as individual indexers, can do more to support our software developers, which will in turn directly support legacy planning. And I don't mean demanding that the software developers and distributors share their legacy planning with us. I am sure they are thinking about this, and they do have plans in place. They do not need us asking them about it. So what am I suggesting? I think one way to support legacy planning would be our collective willingness to pay more for our programs and updates. I'll repeat that. I think that one way to support legacy planning would be our collective willingness to pay more for our programs and updates. One way this could be done is in the form of a subscription model. And I'm not talking about $5 a month. I use my software program day in and day out. I cannot function without my indexing software. It is the keystone of my indexing business. Literally, my software program is priceless to me. How about you? Do you want to go back to the days of index cards and typewriters? One indexing software program that charges a subscription fee and is popular is Index Manager. one subscription option is $382 per year. I converted that from the euros on their site. There's no upfront cost to the purchase of the program. This software program is only available as a subscription. You have to pay yearly to use it, and that is the yearly price. As indexers, our overhead is not large. So let's look at the numbers. If you make $50,000 a year as an indexer, a subscription plan at the index manager's rate of $382 would be 7/10 of 1%. Yes, that is less than 1% of your total income. Of course, this is before taxes, but the subscription plan is tax deductible. Now, if you make $100,000 a year as an indexer, that subscription plan would be less than 4/10 of a percent of your total income. Doesn't that seem like almost a negligible amount for the value these programs bring us? We have seen with Syndex that even good legacy planning doesn't guarantee future development and support for our programs. I am wondering if the flat model fee that is used doesn't give incentives for future development and support. If Syndex had a subscription model, would Scribendi have ended the distribution and support for Syndex? I don't know, but I do wonder. Now, instead of going on to a See Also segment, which I typically do at the end of an episode, I'd like to issue a call to action. I'm inviting you, my listeners, to join the conversation about legacy planning. I am specifically asking you, what do you think? I have a new website for the Freelance Indexer Exchange. The domain name is super easy, indexerpodcast.com. This website has a really cool feature. On the bottom right-hand corner of any page is a red microphone. You can click on that to instantly send a voice message to me. I'd love to hear from you about the issue of legacy planning. Do you have any other suggestions? Please share them. Are you willing to support our software developers with a subscription plan like Index or Manager? Or with a flat rate fee for yearly updates and support? What are you willing to pay? Please feel free to answer all or any of these questions. And let me know if I can use your comment in a future episode on the fate of our software programs. To send the recording, you need to use an email address on the website. But if you prefer to remain anonymous, let me know in your recording or add anonymous in the spot where your name goes. Another option, if you wish to remain 100% anonymous, would be to use the Indexer Exchange box. The link to that is in the show notes. No email address is required to send a message through the Indexer Exchange box, so this would be 100% anonymous. Of course, you can add an email address and you can use your name, and I'd be happy to know who you are, but I'm just letting you know that is a completely anonymous option. Please join the conversation. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Freelance Indexer Exchange. Until next Monday, be well and do well, and happy indexing.